Thank you, Larry. Hey, good morning. thanks for being Second Baptist Church. Man, you are the best. If you don't amen that, you won't amen anything else. You are the best, and today is just a wonderful day to worship the Lord. I'm just so excited. Pastor Cheryl Gallineau is proclaiming the Word of God for us today, and I heard it this morning, and it was amazing. I'm excited to worship again with you all. Your presence, your face, your voice, you are a gift. If there's any way that we can partner with you, I invite you to use the prayer cards, the guest cards. They're in the seat backs in front of you. If there's any way that we might follow up, we would just be honored and delighted to do so. I want to introduce you to a new friend. We have a second youth intern. I understand Jordan's going to be the bad cop, and our new intern's going to be the good cop. But if you would join me in appreciating and welcoming Madison Guthrie to our youth ministry. Madison, where are you? Sorry. Oh, she's back here in the back. Yeah. Oh, you're a Baptist back rower. We're just really grateful that you're here, and our students are awesome, and they're going to watch after you, and they're going to take care of you. I know they will. So I have been asked about the game, the football game. And I've been asked to comment about the football game. And so these are my comments about the football game. It was terribly disappointing that during the big football game yesterday that we fell 2-0, particularly because Bournemouth is not that good of a team. It was just awe-inspiring that Tottenham Hotspur scored 3 goals in the second half to win the big football game yesterday. What game are you thinking of? We are so glad that you're here. It's a joy to worship with you. I invite you to just take just a moment and let all that is in you, let it just be. Let all that is beside you, let it just be. And let all that is beyond you, for just a moment, let it be. My friends, may the Lord be with you.
Please stand as you're able to join me in the call to worship. With the pressing crowds, searching for healing and hope, we wish to see Jesus. With the pushed out and cast aside, with the lonely lost, stripped of pride. We wish to see Jesus with those who seek mystery and meaning, wisdom and grace. We wish to see Jesus.
Pray with me. God, we come to you today asking for you to shine your light all over this place, Lord. Help us to feel your presence right here among us. Help us to hear your word through what is spoken today. May the songs that we sing and the words that we say be equally pleasing to you. Thank you so much for showing us your love and your grace and your mercy every single day. Be with these people today, Lord. Bless them and keep them. In your most holy name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. please.
Yay! Come on! Look at it. All right, look at all of y'all. Hey, do y'all know what this is? You know, what is it?
It's a measuring.
A measuring thing. And I am real curious about something this morning. I want to know who the shortest kid in the room is. Oh, so everybody stand up. Everybody stand up and let us look. We're going to decide. Okay. Let's see. You are being a faker, so you have to stand back. I think I found it. So if y'all agree with me, I think... What is this baby's name?
Darcy.
Darcy? It's going to be you. Look at you. Darcy, you are 38 inches tall. Congratulations. Darcy. Okay, y'all can sit down. Darcy is the shortest person in the room. Congratulations. Isn't that cool? Okay, you guys can sit down. I want to tell you a story. You know, Darcy... In the scripture we're going to read today, and Avery's going to read it in a minute, it's about a really short, short guy. You know the story, I bet. Yeah, Zacchaeus. Let me tell you something about Zacchaeus. Yeah. You know what? People did not like him because he collected money and he became very, very rich. Hang on, guys. And he became very, very rich. So people kind of didn't like him, and I think he knew it. Well, now here's what was going to happen. Jesus was very popular. Zacchaeus was not popular. And Jesus was going through the town, and everybody wanted to see Jesus. And Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus because he'd heard about him. And Jesus is walking along, and he's telling people, we love people, and God loves us, and we're supposed to love everybody. Well, Zacchaeus wanted to see him, so y'all know what he did, don't you? Here's what I think happened. I think Zacchaeus tried to get in front of the crowd, and I think they pushed him away. That's what I think. So Zacchaeus, you know what he did? Oh, Zacchaeus went and he climbed up in a tree that's called a sycamore tree. He did. He climbed up in that sycamore tree. And then here comes Jesus walking down. And I think Jesus had heard about Zacchaeus, and he knew Zacchaeus was not popular and that nobody liked him. And Zacchaeus, Jesus looked up in that tree. You remember what he said to him? He said, you come down from that tree, Zacchaeus, and I'm going to go to your house. And I bet all the people went like this. I bet they did. That's a short little guy that nobody likes, and Jesus is going to go on with him. Wow. So here's the deal. I think the lesson that Jesus wanted us to know about was that God loves everybody. God loves short people. God loves tall people. God loves redheaded people. Stand up, Mr. Welch. Look at that. God loves violinists. God loves people that their color is not the same as yours. And we're supposed to be doing the same thing. We're supposed to be loving everybody, aren't we? And I think Zacchaeus figured that out with Jesus that day. Because he went home with him. Now, I know you know the song, right?
Yes.
Okay. I changed some of the words. By the way, who are old Baptists that know this song? Raise your hand. Old Baptists. Okay. Now, I want you to look at the words. I changed a few words. Sorry. You ready? Okay. I changed some of the words. Okay, all right?
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And Jesus, he looked up in the tree
and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down,
for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today.
Good job. Yay, short people and tall people.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. I want to tell God, will you listen to me? Tell God. God, thank you that none of us are the same, that we're all different, and we appreciate Jesus teaching us to love everybody. Amen. Now, if you're going to preschool praise, you can go. And you're going to sing that song all day long, aren't you? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Darcy. Bye.
The psalm reading for today comes from Psalms 119, verses 137 through 144. You are righteous, O Lord, and your judgments are right. You have appointed your decrees in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, but your commandments are my delight. Your decrees are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. Words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Avery. Let's pray together. Just breathe. The Lord is near to you. My brothers and my sisters and my friends. The Lord is near to you. Air fills our lungs, oxygenates our blood. But more than anything, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. All dignity, all sacredness, all grace and all glory is within you. The Lord is near to you. Thank you, O God, for your nearness, for your presence. Glory and honor be to the Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now amongst your people gathered and scattered, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we continue to worship.
gospel reading for today comes from Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying not to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Words of God for the people of God.
Well, hello and good morning. And I thought it would be longer in this service because of the children's time. I told them earlier service it went really fast. And here we are, and here we are again. And I want you to know I'm very honored to be up here this morning. I want to start first, before I message, I want to say thank you to all of you for our trunk or treat this past Wednesday we just had. Even if you weren't here, you guys were here because y'all provided a plethora of candy. And these kids were sugared out and all over the place. And we had people eating here in the grand hall. The food truck was amazing. And we had this bounce house, y'all, that was right over there on that side of the worship center. And when the men brought it in to put it up, I guess I realized I ordered a much bigger one than I've ever ordered before. And they started blowing it up, and I was looking at that camera thinking, "Oh Lord, it's going to hit the camera. I don't know what we're going to do." And then it just kept going and going, and y'all that were here know, it was literally like 4 inches from the ceiling. It was fantastic. And our youth were having a good time on it. Jordan and Madison were having, it was so fun, and it was so fun to see all of you. So thank you for Trunk or Treat and all that you all did. And I want to plug one more thing. This coming weekend, Winning Over World Struggles going to be here, a conference here at Second B. And if you haven't heard about it, I invite you to go to the website and look it up. There's some really cool speakers that are going to be there, some of them in this very room. And so we're encouraging you to check it out. It's Friday night and Saturday morning, and I would love for you to be here if you could with all of us. So I want you to know this is a little intimidating. I have some of my mentors in the room. I have my pastor in the room, all of y'all. And so I'm really excited to be here. It's been a really, really busy week. Like I said, I was thrilled for Trunk or Treats. And then this weekend, my entire family came home for the game. And I even have family from the Northeast. Y'all know I go up to Maine every summer with our family. And some of them said, "Texas football? What is that?" And so they decided to come in town, Taylor and Will. They just recently got engaged last week. It's very exciting. We're happy for them. And they came in to see real Texas football, not that stuff that Pastor Jake was talking about a few minutes ago. And regardless of the turnout of both red and black games, I'm still sporting the team because I'm still Pirate Pride and Tech Pride all the way through. So I'm excited that everybody's here, and I'm very honored to be here with y'all. And when Pastor Jake asked me, "Hey, what do you think? Do you want to preach coming up in the next few months?" And I said, "Oh, okay, I'd like to. I'd like to do it. I do it a couple times a year, and that's about all I can do for y'all." And I said, "Yes," and I was honored that he asked me. And then I looked at the lectionary for the passage for today, and I went, "Oh, Zacchaeus." Everybody knows Zacchaeus. Every single person knows the story. How am I going to preach a sermon today on Zacchaeus? And even our children, I was teaching a few weeks ago in our children's Sunday school class. It was a great day because we had them all together. And so I had first through fifth grade, and we got in the room and we got started on the lesson, and they knew this. They told me the story. I didn't even have to talk about it. They were telling me Zacchaeus' story. And then they were so excited because each kid wanted to be the tax collector. And it was so funny to see how much they were going to charge you and then put some in their pocket and then how much they would give the government. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they loved it. And it was really fun. And I started thinking, you know, after that day, what is it about this story that we, as children growing up, and these children here in the sanctuary today, why do they love it so much? What is it about this story? It's easy. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, right? And our kids are wee little people. And they relate to this little person in the story, and it's fun, and it's interesting. And so they pick up on those things. And then, if you think about it, the next thing that happens in the story, Zacchaeus runs. Y'all, when was the last time we as adults ran for fun? Not for weird marathons and things that some of y'all do that I'm never going to do. Running for fun. You know, just running. I love that episode in Friends where Phoebe and Rachel run all funny through the forest. I love Friends. Everything could relate to a Friends episode. Anyways, running for fun. It's not something we do. Ever since I've been in the church and on staff, someone has always said to me, Cheryl, you walk way too fast. You're way too fast, right? Because I just walk fast. It's a speed, but I don't do it for fun. And we don't do those things, but children run. And it's so pretty. You see them run off the stage after they put their cross on their Bible. And it's beautiful. And I love it. And they're so cute. And then Zacchaeus climbs a tree. Y'all, we don't climb trees. We don't even encourage our children to climb trees because we say it's dangerous, right? At 2B Leaders Camp all summer long, Jordan will kick the kickball way out far, right? Or some of our youth will kick the football and it'll get stuck in the tree. And every single one of the campers volunteers to climb the tree to get the ball because climbing trees is fun. And Zacchaeus does it in the story. And so these kids relate. And I would bet that any parent in the room that has put a child to bed at night knows that the child is going to pick that same book over and over and over and over because they love repetition and they can tell you the story back and they feel like they're in charge. And that's why we love this Zacchaeus story. So what in the world am I going to do with it today? Because y'all all know everyone is an expert, right? I thought about it and I thought, well, I'm gonna give you a little twist on this story. I'd like to present it to you from a little different perspective. Maybe, just maybe, when you leave today, you might have something different in mind on this story, and it might have touched you in a different way. As I was studying for today's lesson, I found it interesting that just before this story, Zacchaeus, in Luke 18, it says, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately, he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. The story of Zacchaeus is Zacchaeus, he's seeking to see who Jesus was, right? For the Lord he wanted to see. So he's looking for him. And that's what we think of the story. But maybe, just maybe, bear with me for a second. Is it possible that the song is wrong? Maybe it is, for the Lord wanted to see Zacchaeus. I don't know that Zacchaeus was really, I think Zacchaeus was curious. He'd heard about this person and I've got to find out if everybody's going, I'm going to go too. And I'm going to find out what it is. But I believe in my heart that the Lord was seeking Zacchaeus. He knew right where to go, right where to find him, right where to get to that tree. And Zacchaeus was found by the Lord. Many of you know that for many years, I taught school. It was one of the favorite things I've ever done. I taught for years, and I taught fourth grade, and I loved it. And there are always, as educators in the room will know, there are always some of the students who will never leave you. You'll remember them for the rest of your life because they made some impression. Or maybe you can't name your children after such and such because of, you know, certain kids that were in this room that you had over the years. So There was one year, I will name the little boy Zach in honor of the story today. He came to my room. I found out he was on my roster, and the third grade teacher that had him the year before came to me and said, "Oh, Cheryl, let me tell you some tricks to deal with Zach. He's a lot, and I can help you. I've got a file on what I did with Zach when this happened and this happened and this happened, and I'm going to help you." And you know, I said to her, I said, "No, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Let me figure it out for myself, because you know, you get these children, and some you have to really work and figure it out." And so I said, "Just let me work with him and let me figure out what's going to work for Zach and me. And then if I need help, I'll come back to you." And y'all, Zach was cool. He was hip. He even changed his name. Like, he legally asked his parents because he wanted to have another cool name. I won't tell you what it was. But he went down and had his name. That's how cool this kid was, and had his name changed, this really cool name. And he was difficult. We had some battles, and but I loved him. And one of the things that Zach hated to do more than anything was write. And I was the fourth grade writing and math teacher. So, you know, I got to teach this kid writing. It's going to happen. And so we would write passages every few weeks, a story, because as most of you know that are in education, fourth grade is the writing star test at the end of the year, right? And so they have to, when I taught, they had to write two passages 2 days in a row. And I had a kid who didn't want to write ever on a passage. And so I came up with this thing with my students. And forgive me if you are in education and this is a little bit offensive. I thought it was funny. I told the kids that the star police would come at any time and check on us and see if we were doing our job. And so I had them terrified all year long that the star police were going to show up in our room, because I needed these kids to write and do their job. And poor Zach, he's not going to do it. He wasn't doing it ever. So zoom, fast forward to the end of the year. Here we are at the writing star test. And it's day one. And that was back when the time when the star test wasn't timed. And so the kids could take as long as they needed to write a paper. And we would just stay there until this child wrote one passage. And I have no idea what the prompt was, but Zach was sitting at the back of the room facing the back wall so he wouldn't be distracted. And all day long, I'd just, you know, touch his little shoulder. And Zach, how are you doing? It's good. You're doing real great. Got to keep working. Nothing on his paper all day. And I thought, we're never going to go home and have supper because sweet Zach's got a blank paper. And there was one other little girl in my class because she was really, really smart and really particular. So she wanted her paper perfect. And so she stayed long to write this paper. And her mom was coming to pick her up. And her mom happened to be a prison guard at one of the nearby prisons. And so she came straight from work. You get it. She walks past the windows of the classroom. And it was like, oh. And I walk up to Zach and I said, "Zach, they're here. The star police came. They're here." And he said, "Oh, I've got to, Mr. Gallardo, I've got to write." And I tell you, that boy had a paper written by the end of that 5 minutes, and it was beautiful. And we turned that sucker in. And the next day he came back and he wrote a paper, and he was so excited. And y'all, I know that I tortured him, but I love it. And it was this dance that he and I had to look past whatever was in that file from the teacher before. And I will never forget him because he made such an impact on my life. Okay, so I think it was interesting. Sorry, I got sidetracked thinking about that sweet boy. I think it's interesting that the townspeople, well, we know they disliked him. He's a tax collector. He was stealing from them. He was doing awful things. But not only did they dislike him and not want to be around him, they overlooked him, and they never looked for him. He was an unseen person. And think of all these people that we know that are ignored and unseen because we choose, right? We choose not to look at them. I want you to think about that. So a few weeks ago, I was talking to my family. We were doing a family chat, and my oldest, Evan, he said, "Oh, you're preaching on Zacchaeus. Well, you're going to preach on the tree, right? Because everybody preaches on the tree. That's what you're going to do." And so I said, "Well, not really, but here it is. I'm going to give you a little tree sermon. I want to tell you about this tree. Why this tree? Why? What is the significance?" It is very important. It's in the story. It's the tree that Zacchaeus went to. And this picture, supposedly, I have to trust it. I've never been there, is supposedly the actual tree Any of you been and seen the actual tree? Many of you have taken trips to the Holy Land, no? Supposedly, this is the tree that Zacchaeus climbed up into. And so then I was studying, what is it about the sycamore tree? Why this tree in this story? And I learned that a sycamore tree is a symbol of strength, protection, reliability, and clarity. Ah, clarity. Very interesting, I thought. Maybe this tree is exactly what we're looking for. It's the tree that provided what Jesus needed to see Zacchaeus. Not that Zacchaeus could see Jesus. It was the clarity for Jesus to walk straight up and see him up in this tree as everybody else was ignoring him. There's your tree sermon. We're going to move on from there. I wanted you to get it, Evan. There you go. I was studying more, and y'all, this church loves Richard Rohr, and I was honored to find such an interesting perspective from Richard Rohr on the story of Zacchaeus. And in his book, Breathing Underwater, Spirituality and the 12 Steps, Richard Rohr explains that transformation has often been viewed in a certain way. The transformation of people, what we go through. Everybody at the time, he thought, sees it this way. We sin, we're punished, we repent, and then we're transformed, right? But actually, he says, I don't think it's that way. He says, I think it's we sin, yes, and by grace, at God's grace, and because of the Christ's unconditional love, we then experience a transformation, and then we repent. Huh? So it's because was the grace from God and the unconditional love that he decided that he was going to repent. It's because it was right. It was because it was given to him. No matter, he didn't have to do anything to get it. God was there. Jesus was there. He offered him his grace. He said, come down. I see you. You are important. You are worthy. And this beautiful transformation happens right underneath that massive tree that we just saw. And right in front of all of these people who have chosen to ignore and to overlook Zacchaeus for who he is. Now, for a minute, I'd like for us to look beyond the tree. If we were to read ahead in the text, in the Bible, it's very interesting that the very next story is the parable of the 10 minas. The story of the nobleman giving 10 each 10 minas, right? They go and they take this money and what do they do with it? And they bring it back and they're going to find out how they, you know, how they did and what he thinks of it. And I want to tell you that I was studying that and you guys gave me this beautiful Bible for my ordination and I'm treasured. It's in my office and on my desk every day. And so I was looking through it. First of all, I was looking through and just reading the special notes that many of you put in here for me. And it's a lot and I love it. And I'll just go back to it time and time again. But one of the things that I thought was most interesting and I'm so grateful for is the bottom half of the Bible. This is a teaching Bible, a study Bible, and it helps to explain the scripture. If you don't have a study Bible, you should get one because it's quite fantastic. And I was reading and I was looking down below in the bottom section. And it says, the description for this passage, it says that Jesus gave this parable in response to those who supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. It was probably a concern because he was near to Jerusalem. And it shows that the kingdom will not be seen in its fullness until Christ returns. It begins in a small way and grows gradually until then. I love this part. The kingdom of God will grow and appear gradually in each of us too. So think about it. Zacchaeus, this is just a very small, short, right, step in his life. And he's not going to be where he is right now. He's going to grow gradually, just like each and every one of us. Many times I talk about St. Benedict's Chapel because it's very near and dear to my heart, and I very much love going and volunteering over there, and you all do the same. We have people who deliver food and people who show up and serve, and I get to go once a month, sometimes more, and often Mason comes with me. And I shouldn't, but I have two favorite people who come to St. Ben's, and I know I've talked about one of them, Scott. I started seeing Scott come, and he drives this brown pickup truck, and in the back of his pickup truck, he has all of these treasures. He's a fantastic dumpster diver, and he knows just what to go and get during the day, and then he refurbishes them and he turns them in for profit, and he's smart, and he's kind, and he walks up, and Mason and I will say, where's the truck today, Scott? It's in the back of your truck. And he'll tell us, oh, it was a big day, good day, lots going on, or you're not so good today, my truck's broken. But one of the things that I love that he does the most is he'll, depending on the day, he'll walk up and he stomps his feet, and the dust that falls off shows me how much work he did for the day. And he's very proud of the dust because he's just dirty from head to toe. And it's beautiful because I know he had a great day when that dust comes off of his shoes. And he just brings me such joy. And he's just happy. And I've seen him grow from the first time we met him to now. And he's just, he walks up with confidence, and it's beautiful. And there's this other man, Roy. I love Roy. He's kind, and he dresses very nicely, and he wears fantastic shoes. And I am a shoe person, so I always, when Roy comes, he kind of stands and waits for me to look at his shoes to know that I comment on those shoes. And a couple of months ago, he came, and he had on his beautiful outfit, whatever he was wearing. I love it. And I could sense something different in him. He was kind of down, and I said, what's up? What's going on, Roy? How are you? And he said, it's just not a good time. I'm kind of going through some rough patches, and I don't know if it's going to come together. And I just didn't see this. He has the most beautiful white teeth usually, and his smile is so big. And he was down, and I could see it across his whole body. And I was like, well, you know, Roy, you're not alone. And whatever you're going through, we can talk about it. We can sit, and you know that God is with you. This place is, you come here every day to get your meal, and you talk to these people, whether I'm here or not. And you know, and he appreciated that. We had a good little talk. It wasn't long. It wasn't a sermon, but it was all right. Last month I was there, and Roy showed up again, and here he's back, and he's got his beautiful shoes on and his nice clothes, and I can tell he's different, and he's happier. And I said, how's it going, Roy? And he said, oh, things are better. Things are better. And just before Roy had come up, there was another man that came. I love this. And this man was funny. I don't know him. But he had on a really big watch with a really orange face. And I said, oh, man, I love your watch. It's so cool. I love the face on it. He's like, yeah, and it works. And he was so cute. And he waited to get his food. And then Roy comes to talk to me, and he's telling me things are going better. And his life is, things are just looking up, Cheryl, he said. And he said, and by the way, that man's. And I was like, I just loved it that he reached back and he said, I just want to thank you for talking to me. Things are looking better in my life. And he got to see his family. And I don't know what will happen next month when I go, but I can see this beautiful transformation that is happening because of the ministry at St. Benedict's and the people that are taking time to get to know him. Jesus is amazing in this story. I think it shows us that there are so many ways that we can look past things when we're looking beyond this tree. One of the things that I really want to point out to you before we go today is how Jesus shows us that we can look past our own insecurities, just like these people at St. Benedict's that come, and just like every single one of us in this room. I don't know if you feel this way, but there are often times when I will be doing a project or doing something, and I make a misstep somewhere in there, and I forget to do something, or something goes wrong in the middle of this project or whatever. And no matter what I've done during the day, during that project, I'm going to dwell on the one thing that I messed up on, the one small thing, and it's going to eat at me, and I'm going to think about it for the rest of the day, and I'm going to think about it for the rest of the week, and I'm going to doubt myself. And I don't know if that happens to you, but I think we do that. And what God wants us to see is that we can look past those. We are more than that one mistake that we might have made. I'm not saying Zacchaeus made one mistake, right? But we all make mistakes. We all make more than one. But we're more than those that we made. And I want us to remember that we can look past our own securities and know that we're worthy, just as Zacchaeus was, for that. We do see that through so many stories in the New Testament, this is what I love about Jesus. He demonstrates how beautiful it is to look past these insecurities. We see Jesus eating with tax collectors. We see him talking to the woman at the well. We see him meeting with sinners that have, you know, done this and that. And that's the people that Jesus wants us to see. That's the people that Jesus wants to hang out with. Just like that story that Pastor Jake preached on last week, the man who was in the temple, the tax collector who was in the temple, and the other man, the nobleman, said that this guy wasn't worthy enough to be in the temple with him, right? Why? Why don't we look past that to see the person that is inside? And Jesus shows us that and demonstrates that in so many beautiful ways. It's the act of transformation that Richard Rohr was talking about. Jesus shows us through these meetings that he has, through the woman at the well, the transformation that she has while he's there, the man getting his sight, Zacchaeus, the woman that had been suffering for years and touches him. It's a transformation that we get to see because Jesus sees these people that he wants us to see as well. Before we go, I'd like to leave you. I move too much, I think. Sorry. There's a story that I heard not too long ago, and many of you might know it. So bear with me if you do. I thought it was rather beautiful, and I would like to end on this story. And there were two brothers that lived in a tiny town in Italy, and they were poor. And they decided that they would steal sheep because they knew that this would get them some money. Well, they were caught right away, and the townspeople pulled them to the center of the town, and the judge came, and immediately they were found guilty. And the punishment was rather strict. They branded each boy ST right here on their forehead for sheep thief, and they wanted these boys to grow up knowing how horrible they were, and the town around them to see this horrible thing that they did always on their face. Well, one of the brothers, he couldn't handle it. And he left, and he couldn't bear the pain of seeing the people see him with this ST. So he left, and bless him, he ended up dying a lonely, poor man with no friends. The second brother stayed in the town, and he decided that even though he was embarrassed and felt horrible about what he did, he decided that he would start working for free for the very same farmer that owned the sheep that he stole from. And gradually over time, the farmer noticed some changes in this boy and began paying him a slight fee. And gradually, the boy, was able to actually have enough money to buy a couple of his own sheep. And then more and more sheep as he started owning, he was able to stop working for the sheep farmer and start having his own farm. And he was able to start hiring staff. He started going around to church. He started meeting people in the town. And years went by, this boy to man, now one of the richest people in the village, has become one of the most beloved. He would go around and help people and do lots of things for everybody in the community. And one afternoon, he was walking through the center square there, and he was old and kind of bent over and very wrinkly. And there was a guest, a woman who had come into town, a visitor, and she was shopping there in the square too, and he walks past her, and she stops and asks one of the nearest shopkeepers, who is that man? What? I noticed something on his forehead. What did it say? And the shopkeeper said, oh, Mr. So-and-so over there? And she said, yeah. And he said, oh, ST on his forehead. It stands for saint. And so after the years, they had chosen to look past what this boy had done and seen him for the love and the care that is in his heart as he grew older. Would you pray with me, please? God, I thank you for this opportunity today. I thank you for the words that you share with us through this beautiful book. Help us to take this message as we go and to remember to look past any insecurities and any mistakes that we might have or other people might have, and start looking at people for who they are and for what God sees us to be. Thank you for the love that you share with us each and every day. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we're thankful you came to seek and save the lost, because we Christians need to be saved too. We get lost oftentimes when we are people small in spirit. But Lord, in your presence, and when you come into our house, into our church, into our life, in your presence, your life-giving, generous, gracious, loving presence, our spirits are enlarged and made generous and loving and kind by your Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that in your presence here today, we might be big in spirit and liberal in our giving. There is a world out there we may not have taken from them, we may not have robbed them, but it's a world that needs what we can give. Not just in our time, not just in our presence, but with our gifts to help people around the world know and understand that you are a God who loves them and seeks to save them. We thank you, Lord, for all your goodness. We thank you that you have come into our lives, into our house, and pray that, Lord, we might be saved too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
thank you so much for being here today and being here with me and for all the love and appreciation you always give to me. I'm grateful. I encourage you this week, as you go out, go for a run for fun. Do something crazy. Go be fun and have a run and see how it feels. And look for those people that are just below your sight level that you haven't been seeing that need to be seen this week. Go with God, people. Thank you so much.